Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Brandon of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And let me also ask you, in which county do you currently reside?
Cameron.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
And may I ask your gender? Is it female, male?
Female.
Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tending to vote for most often? Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party, or maybe you are unsure?
I normally tend to vote Republican. This election, I'm not sure. I'm definitely not going to vote Democrat, but I don't know.
Got it. And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
Very interested.
So from 0 to 10, what would be your number?
An 8.
On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative, or maybe
a 5?
I'm sorry?
A 5. A 5, somewhat.
Somewhat liberal?
Yeah, I'm in the middle.
That would be moderate.
Okay, so I'm moderate.
Okay. And now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. It is the first name. Would that be a strong or just somewhat positive, negative impression? Dan Patrick.
Not heard of him.
Greg Abbott.
Greg Abbott?
Yep.
Yeah, positive.
Is it somewhat positive or is strong positive?
Positive, complete positive.
The Republican Party.
Yes, positive.
Somewhat positive or strong positive?
Strong positive.
Donald Trump.
Positive.
So, strong positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Morgan Lamantieu.
Haven't heard of him.
And Adam Hinojosa.
Haven't heard of him.
The Democratic Party.
Negative.
Somewhat negative or strong negative?
Strong negative.
Kamala Harris.
Strong negative.
If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, Oliver Chase, Libertarian, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Jill Stein, Green Party, maybe other, or you are undecided?
Undecided.
If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colin Allred, Democrat, Ted Cruz, Republican. Okay. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan Lemantieu, Democrat, Adam Hinojosa, Republican.
I'm not sure.
Okay. So you're undecided. And do you think Morgan Lemantia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Undecided.
And now, I would like to read you some information from the Republic Record, a news record about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, or somewhat more likely, maybe somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. It is the first statement. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.